Robert Thompson and Joey Butler, they're going to start with music of Ernesto Lecuona and João Pernambuco, La Comparsa, and Sounds of Bells.
Thank you.
was Sounds of Bells by João Pernambuco, preceded by La Comparsa by Ernesto Lecuona, played by Duo Sugeste, live in Studio C from Classical 911. Robert Thompson and Joey Butler are Duo Sugeste, and they're back with Latin American music primarily today. So thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks much for having us.
It's very fine. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, Robert.
Enjoy playing ensemble music and serve on the faculty of Belmont University and MTSU on the guitar faculty and direct their guitar ensemble programs right now. And
And I have a shorter resume. Robert and I have been playing together since I think about 08. We played for years in the Serenata Romantic Latin Ensemble, directed by the famous Pablo Garzon. And we kind of... Form this out of that kind of shared love for Latin American music.
So. Well, you do it so well.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
So the next piece is by Egberto Gismonti. And anyway, you want to say anything about this piece particularly? I don't, it's kind of up to you to say as much or little as you want about this music.
Sure. Egberto Gismonti is one of those artists that is well known in Brazil. He's kind of a crossover artist. He actually composes his music, but he also appeals to a lot of jazz players because of kind of the spontaneity that you find in his music. Mm-hmm. And he's a wonderful pianist, a wonderful guitarist, and just an overall great musician.
So this is Agua e Vinho. Vino, Water and Wine. That's music of Egberto Gismonti, played by Duo Sugeste, live in Studio C from Classical 91.1. We'll take a moment to refine the tuning a bit at this point.
Yeah, I had to front load all the songs with the drop D in them. This is another Brazilian piece, and it's actually the opening track of our CD, which, after a very, very long long delay, is I think finally available online. That Strings by Mail and CD Baby. It's called Viagem ao Sul. That's probably not in the ballpark of the pronunciation, but it's Journey to the South.
What that was. I think that was a Choro de Vagando, is that right?
Choro de Vagando. It's by Domingos Simizado, mm-hmm. Brazilian composer. We're quite a big fan of Brazilian composers. Mm-hmm. All but two of the songs we're playing today are Brazilian composers. And this is another Brazilian composer, Ernesto Nazaré Brejero.
Yeah, Nazaré was a wonderful pianist and actually kind of helped invent the style of the choro and the mexixe, which is a more aggressive form of the choro.
These dances?
They actually are Brazilian dances. He was a virtuoso pianist and a wonderful composer, and literally wrote hundreds of these short little pieces.
We're hearing Duo Sugesti live in Studio C.
Thank you.
great piece by Ernesto Nazare called Brasero, played live in Studio C by Duo Sugeste, Robert Thompson and Joey Butler, guitarists. Can people hear you anywhere in this area, live, not sure?
Quite a bit this summer, actually. We've been, we're really lucky to be asked by Cheekwood. They've got this great Spanish artist in Yaume Plensa, who's doing the Human Landscape exhibit, and once a month since Memorial Day, pretty much all summer, they've had this event called Spanish Nights, and they'll have flamenco dancers out there, and of course, I mean, the sculptures are amazing, and we've been out there providing Spanish music, which is kind of funny, considering most of what we play is from Brazil, but...
Spanish-ish.
Yeah, Spanish... esque. So we did take that as an opportunity to learn some proper Spanish pieces, and so the run up to the event actually ends, the exhibit actually ends right around Halloween or the first weekend of November, and so we've been playing out there once a month, but in the month of October we're there every Friday. They're going to have Spanish nights every Friday. Mm-hmm. And then we'll also be out at Cheekwood for the Dia de los Muertos on I think October the 24th. And but the next Spanish Nights is October the 2nd, and then it'll be every Friday. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we play around town some, and we also a week from today.
Yes, a week from today.
There's a we're having a recital at MTSU.
And where will that be at MTSU?
Ask me hard questions.
In a building.
In the Wright Music Building.
Wright Music
in their,
Building.
Concert hall.
Yeah. And what time is that?
8:00.
8:00 on the 22nd. Okay.
Free, open to the public.
Yeah. All right. We're going to close with music from Carmen, right?
Yes. This is one of our Spanish pieces, even though it's a French composer, but hey.
We won't quibble.
Who's counting? Who's keeping score? This is Seguidilla.
Well, I can't say one of the most familiar melodies from any opera, the Seguidilla from Carmen by Georges Bizet. What a great opera, full of great tunes.
Yes.
We heard Duo Sugeste live in Studio C, Robert Thompson and Joey Butler playing for us, mostly Latin American music today. Thank you so much for playing for us.
Thank you, Will.
Thanks for having us.